KO4ZEW mobile.
KO4ZEW, KO4PXB mobile.
Hey, sounds like Lloyd, am I right? This is Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, Ben down in Simpsonville.
That is correct. My name is Lloyd.
I usually hear from you at the during the rush hour time.
Yep, I'm doing good. I had 8 different election sites to run to this morning, so I'm finished up my last site, and I'm now on Highway 101, not far from 85, getting ready to head into the office.
For you, I just got done having an MRI. And so I'm headed to the election site probably early afternoon. I don't want to go at the end of the day when it gets slammed.
Is KO4PXB. For some reason, there's a lot of static staying on the line, so I'm not sure if somebody's just keying up, not getting a repeater. But it definitely a lot of static on the line.
At Roper Mountain, and it's my understanding Roper Mountain is in the shadow of Paris Mountain, which is in the way of the repeater.
It's just somebody trying to key up because I hear it keying up and then cutting off, so it's somebody's definitely keying up, just not having enough power to get into the repeater.
Ew, I can hear you just fine, almost full clear, but yeah. It sounds like somebody's breaking squelch, but doesn't have enough power to actually transmit.
Definitely. So what's your plans for today? I heard you were saying something about election, but it was, you know, they were kind of on top of your signal when you were saying when you were planning on voting.
In the hole over there by Roper Mountain, so I'm on 385 now. I'm going to probably go do my voting after lunch, so that I don't get the lunch crowd and I don't get the rush hour at the end of the day. So I'm thinking about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and the polling place is only like 2 miles from my house, so it shouldn't be a problem. The Malden Senior Center.
Yep, I have definitely voted there before when I lived in Malden. Now I live in Simpsonville, so the voting place is, the church is not far from my house, and it'll definitely be a coordinated thing because I've got to pick up my daughter from daycare and then go to the voting place and try to get them to come outside so I can do the curbside voting, because like I said, having a 3-year-old in a voting place trying to keep her still is like, yeah, good luck.
So that the curbside voting was a thing, but I mean, I guess with the pandemic it makes sense. But no, with a 3-year-old, at the end of the day, she's probably hungry, tired, or he, and, keeping them still, depending on the line, yeah, that's a challenge.
Yep, that is definitely true. When she, at the end of the day, I hear it every minute when I'm on the way home that she's hungry. Doesn't say tired very much, but she definitely says she's hungry, because normally when I pick her up from daycare around the 5:30 time frame, we normally have dinner around 6 or a few minutes after 6, so she definitely announces that she's hungry quite often.
The drill. I've actually coordinated so that I'm taking my daughter up at 5 o'clock. And Rock 101 does the 5 at 5, where they do 5 songs with a common theme. And we'll do that as kind of, you know, something to do on the drive home. Okay, what's the common theme on these songs? Let's try to figure it out. And I've actually called in and won it twice. I've won tickets to a Speedway in Charlotte and the Greenville Pickens Speedway. It's kind of fun. Just gives us something to focus on the way home.
That is definitely good. Like I said, that's something I'll definitely remember, because a lot of time, due to the fact that she's 3 years old, you know, that doesn't work for on that part of it. So I'll just give her, you know, little storybooks and her little baby doll and stuff to play with, and just stuff in a truck that I keep her, you know, keep her occupied for the 10-minute ride home.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, ours is 10, 15 minutes, depending on traffic, because we have to go through that Bethel 14 296 junction, which I'm glad they rebuilt. It flows a lot better than it used to.
Somebody was thinking about some roads they repair, but some roads they put in these roundabouts just have caused a lot of congestion and more accidents than it's helped.
Theory, I love the roundabout because usually you don't have to stop, and that's a bigger deal if you're in a stick shift that you can keep moving and not burn your clutch. But people around here are not used to them, and maybe people will figure them out eventually when we get enough experience with them. I do like them in concept, but the application doesn't work out so well.
Sent in one of the roundabouts a couple weeks ago, and obviously somebody wasn't paying attention, came up to the roundabout, went straight through the concrete little median area, just drove right through all the little roundabout signs telling the directions of it. Yeah, they just went straight on through the center part of it, not going around the circle.
I messed up. I mean, I can kind of see, if you're not paying attention or not used to them, that you might just cruise on through the center, but wow, I've actually never heard of that before.
And after I get home and eat dinner, then I've got to I'm studying for my general technician, the general class, to upgrade my license. So, and that goes from 6:30 to 8. Today's all right. We're going to review for all the tests, stuff like that, and as a review. So, hopefully, here shortly, I'll be able to find a place I can take my tests and get upgraded.
Yeah, definitely. I took my first test with U-Cars up in Seneca, just because the timing worked out with my travel schedule. And then my general test I took with Blue Ridge at the Red Cross building. And I'm kind of on a pause right now to figure out what direction I want to go with HF before I go and get the extra.
Yep, it's definitely something good to do. I've definitely learned a lot from studying the general part of it. I'll definitely enjoy getting my license, and now I just have to find the right radio and way to put up an antenna to where it's hidden, pretty much from the HOA. I know a lot of people have given me insights on what radios can be put up to make it where the HOA doesn't have a fit about it.
And you for you?
100 ways that you can hide it from the HOA. Breaking station, go ahead.
And good morning, gentlemen. This is NU for you. Gray up in Arden. I'm listening to your conversation about hiding antennas. I went to my landlord about putting up a 135-foot wire, and long as I kept it in the trees. And by the time we got done, you could not notice it was there along the tree line. So that's maybe a possibility for you.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it. Yeah, the biggest issue with when you have an HOA and it's in their bylaws and guidelines, that's pretty much all they'll go on. Well, you're not supposed to have any antennas. But at some point in time, like I said, sometime last week, somebody mentioned that the FCC has now passed it where the HOAs have to pretty much accommodate people with ham radio antennas like that, but I have not been able to find that documentation yet.
I know the E-Stuff, so they could not stop a satellite dish, and for at least 2 minutes you can modify a satellite dish to work the 2-meter band. So that's one thing. But another thing I did many years ago, I lived in the HOA. I had a utility trailer parked in the backyard, so I mounted my antenna to that, and after dark I raised it, used it. Then after dark I laid it, when I ready to crash for the night, I put it back down.
Scene where Somebody ran an NFED half wave around under their deck railing, so it wasn't getting any metal interference, and they could kind of leave it in place. I think they used like a 9-to-1 baling, and it was able to work, like, you know, maybe a delta loop or a quad loop just around under the deck railing. But yeah, there's a ton of different ways to do it. It's kind of fun. You can get real imaginative with it.
KA3JCA.
Recognize that, right? Give me one more second. I saw an article on eBay where the guy ran it underneath his ridge cap. I'll let the other station come in and you for you.
Hey, Lloyd, it's Richard. Sorry I didn't get back with you, but if you go to Google and you type in P is it Paul, R is it Robert, B is it Boy, -1, the PRB-1, 2001 Federal Communications Commission, it goes in there and it talks about the HOA and the stuff about the antennas, but it's PRB-1 was the ruling.
Hey, Richard, thank you very much. Somebody had mentioned that. I just was driving and I wasn't able to write it down at that point in time. Thank you again.
All right, well, if you forget it, you have my phone number. Just give me a call, KA3JCA.
Thank you very much.
EW, I'm home, so I'm going to clear. I may turn on the radio when I get in the house, so I will catch you guys down the line. 73.
Hi, Ben's KO4PXB. Please be careful today.
DJW Mobile.
JWK and 4VWA.
Where did you go last night?
$1,000.
Is that for the runway?
Runway's already covered this year. It's beautiful. It is gorgeous. There was 1, 2, 3, 4. There was 5 of us there last night, and between the 5 of us, we made up a little slush fund to make up the difference on the mower. We were within about $800, and between the 5 of us, we made up the difference. And they're going to go out between now and the end of December and get the new mower. They're going to buy a bad boy. Yes, sir. It's a heavy commercial. They don't make consumer grade stuff. It's all for landscapers and that kind of thing. And it's the same people that made my Intimidator four-wheel drive UTV. It's good stuff. And they had already made up their mind, you know, before that meeting that was what they were going to get. But anyhow, they're going to try to find the model they want by the end of the year so that when the new stuff does come out, we're not getting that much further behind on the cost of the thing, because I know the things are going to go up unbelievably.
Gas or electric, and it costs $6,000? Is that right?
Last thing, yes, it is gas. What was the last little bit of that?
It's $6,000, because you can get an electric for $7,000 that is commercial, that is consumer grade.
Consumer grade electric, we just don't know, you know, cutting that large an area, that's a lot to ask on an electric when they're so new into it. So yeah, it's going to be a gas, and like I said, it's a commercial grade machine, and it's a zero turn, so it should last us a good long while.
You can cut 2 football fields with 6 batteries, and it'll hold all 6 batteries.
Do it every week for 10 years on those batteries.
My guy uses the same battery, and it lasted 8 years. The battery did before I had to replace it.
That's good. Well, see, the only somebody would have to take the batteries home and charge them, and then bring them back. There's no power out there.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. But that's a lot less work than taking a mower home and bringing it back. And those mowers are pretty light, so they're good on the grass because it's not like a heavy cast iron engine fire. I mean, they're lightweight, so they don't wear out the grass with the mower. But that's okay. I mean, whatever they decide is what they decided, and that's what it'll be. Just letting you know, they were really close. They were within $1,000 of a commercial grade, the best commercial grade, or consumer grade electric. They were within $1,000 of that. That's not too bad.
Well, as far as the weight, you got to remember they're running those ultralights in and out of there, so I don't really think weight's going to be an issue for that grass.
Yeah, close too. They cut it really close to the dirt, which is good. And that's my Burt Rutan quickie. Canard get off the ground with his wheel pants. You know, and it's only got like a half inch clearance on its wheel pants, so that's kind of good.
Talking about, I mean, well, I've cut the grass about six times since May. I generally cut it about once every 5 weeks. And I'm going to tell you something, Dave, that stuff looks great. And did I tell you about my conversation with Ollie and the issues he's had?
I'm up there this week. If it's beautiful like it is today, I'm at Lowe's now, so I got to get out. I got a toilet that started the floater won't shut off, so it's running internally all the time. I got to hop out and get that, and then I had 3 hours of picking up leaves yesterday, and then I got the same amount of leaves back on the ground today. So this is the time of the year for the battle of the leaves.
Similar blow.
When you transmitted last, so I'm not sure what you said, but I'm getting out. KM4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
Cool. I will talk to you again soon, and I'll fill you in on the rest of the meeting whenever you get back and get mobile again. KM4VWA, clear.